I was giving a seminar, I think it was over in Oxford, and sort of briefly mentioned some of these patterns. And there was a very good friend of mine, Nick Proudfoot, came up afterwards. He said, "Well, that's interesting, a bit like fingerprints, aren't they?" And that's it. Let's call them DNA fingerprints. And that actually was a very wise thing to do. If we'd called these, say, individually discriminating southern blot mini satellite hybridization profiles, I mean, we would have killed the technology, absolutely stone dead. Never got off the starting block. But by calling it DNA fingerprints, the public, and we did get quite a lot of press coverage on this, the public sort of they could twig what we're trying to say.